You're listening to SBS News.
A cancer diagnosis can strike at any time and in any setting, including in prison. That was the case for patient X, who cannot be identified for legal reasons.
I was shocked and worried, for my family and for myself, but mainly for my kids. My boys just lost their mother not long ago, and I was worried for them that they was going to lose me.
The inmate, who is in his 40s, is in custody at a minimum security prison on the outskirts of Sydney. Midway through 2020, while serving his sentence, he was diagnosed with multiple myeloma, a form of blood cancer that affects the immune system.
The cancer was pretty much all through my body, in my spine, in my hips, in my head. It's a blood cancer, but it seeped into the bones.
Each year, in New South Wales alone, an estimated 300 people will be diagnosed with cancer while in custody, adding challenges to what is already a life-changing experience. Leanne Foster, a cancer care specialist with Justice New South Wales, says for many, it feels like a double sentence.
Being diagnosed with cancer is quite a horrible thing, but also being in custody is like a double whammy. You know, they go through denial, I'm not going to die, I don't want to die in custody.
For the past 4 years, Ms Foster has been supporting patients in the New South Wales Corrective Service System from diagnosis to remission, management and end-of-life care.
There's always a stigma with being in custody. We don't ask why they're here and we don't treat them any different. Cancer, as I said, doesn't discriminate.
Late last year, patient X was transferred to hospital for a stem cell transplant.
They still had two officers there all night and all day. I thought, they treated me well. All the nurses were friendly, all the doctors were friendly. They give me the same care as they give everybody else. Makes you feel good and it motivates you to get better.
He is now in remission.
There's no cancer, so I'm very happy.
Ms Foster has been working to boost cancer awareness among those in custody, and this year is hoping to expand the program. Abby O'Brien, SBS News.